Fire Lake, a Harry Stoner Mystery, Number 7, by Jonathan Vallon, narrated by Mark Peckham. Chapter 1. I got the phone call around 1:30 on a rainy December morning, half an hour after I'd gone to bed. The man on the line sounded edgy and tired, as if he, too, had been awakened by a late-night call. I laid the phone on the pillow beside my ear, glanced at the clock, and shook a cigarette from a pack lying on the nightstand. The man's voice, thin, reedy, and countrified, wasn't familiar. So if it was trouble, and it certainly seemed to be, given the hour, I figured it was the impersonal kind, the professional kind. I couldn't have been more wrong. "Is this Harry Stoner's house?" the man asked doubtfully, as if he was afraid he'd dialed the wrong number. "I'm Stoner," I replied. There was a pause, and when the man spoke again, he sounded confused. "You're Stoner's father?" "I'm Stoner's son, Harry," I said. "What's the trouble?" "Hold on now," the man on the phone said warily. "Are you saying you're Harry Stoner?"
I plucked the receiver off the pillow and stared at it.
"Maybe you better tell me who you are," I said, lighting the cigarette. "My name is Jenkins, Claude Jenkins. I'm the night manager at the Encantata Motel, out here on Worcester Pike. We got us some trouble, Mr. Stoner."
"What kind of trouble?" I said.
Jenkins put his hand over the phone, and I heard someone else firing questions at him in an excited voice. Jenkins came back on the line.